I'm Michelle Poblete, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme? El Chapo capture made for the movies. After 6 months, Mexican authorities caught Joaquin El Chapo Guzman on Friday. It seems the Mexican drug lord's desire for a biographical film based on his life did him in. Authorities say a secret meeting with actor Sean Penn helped them locate the fugitive. Rolling Stone published a 10,000-word article by Penn the day after El Chapo was caught. It all sounds like a perfect plot for a movie. Listen to our favorite jokes about the Mexican drug lord from Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Trevor Noah, Jimmy Fallon, and Conan O'Brien in Punchlines.
On Friday, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was finally captured by Mexican authorities 6 months after tunneling out of prison for the second time. And I think it's a really good thing they put him on a helicopter, because once that thing is airborne, it makes tunneling out a little more hazardous.
By the way, El Chapo right now is back in the same prison he escaped from 6 months ago, but they revoked his tunnel privileges this time, so...
That makes sense. Yeah. They're taking him back to the same prison he escaped from last time. What? Do you think he learned his lesson? Do you think that what happened? Yeah. Like, I don't think Mexico understands that this is an international kingpin, not a badly trained Maltese. Stay, Chapo! Stay! Stay, Chapo!
A day after he was caught, it came out that Mexican drug lord El Chapo actually sat down for an interview with Sean Penn while he was on the run. In the interview, El Chapo described himself as, quote, a person who's not looking for problems in any way. You know, except for the whole Mexican drug lord thing. It's like, I'm just a humble drug lord. You know, I chop up my enemies one leg at a time. I'm just, you know, like anybody else. I'm just a Mexican drug lord. No problem.
Now, to set up the meeting, Penn employed an elaborate series of security measures, including track phones or burners, one per contact, one per day, levels of encryption mirroring through black phones, anonymous email addresses, and unsent messages accessed in draft form. Wow! That's elaborate. When I was in college, if you wanted to contact your dealer, you just paged the guy.
The plan, they're hoping to extradite him to the United States so he can be tried by a jury of his customers.
Now, if... like me, you're thinking you could never pull off that level of secrecy without getting tracked. Don't worry, Sean Penn couldn't either.
A Mexican law enforcement official says El Chapo's secret interview with actor Sean Penn for Rolling Stone magazine helped authorities locate his whereabouts.
Yes. Somehow, authorities were able to track one of the world's biggest celebrities.
Mexican drug lord El Chapo was captured by authorities after meeting with Sean Penn. They came out, yeah. As a result, Bill Cosby just canceled his lunch with Sean Penn. Because we're going to get together. That's too short.
I believe this arrest only makes it more likely that the El Chapo movie will happen now, especially once he escapes to direct it. So...
to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. And while you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.